Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have my good friend, Amanda.
Hi.
How's it going, Amanda?
It's going great. Yeah. Today's a beautiful day in Seattle. Very excited to be here.
Little do people know that this is our 18th attempt at recording this video. So it's gonna happen. I'm very excited. Yeah. Because it's beautiful here in Seattle, but you're actually from down in San Francisco, correct?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah.
And what do you do here at Microsoft?
Yeah, so I'm working as a product manager for App Center. And in App Center, there are a whole bunch of services. Today, I'm very excited to show you some of them. And the service that I'm working on is basically a mobile backend as a service. So we're launching some new features for Microsoft Build, and we're very excited to show the public and share what we've been working on.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm excited because the App Center team, like the SDKs are open source.
Yeah.
But now, I noticed that App Center is like making the roadmap public too. Yeah. Can you talk about that for a second maybe?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think recently, about 2 months ago, we wanted to become more open source and started to basically share more about our iteration plan, our roadmaps. It's also a great place for users to submit their features or bugs and so on. And personally, as a program manager, it's very satisfying for me to work directly with users because now, for example, we're working on several new services for Build. I publish my spec online. I get instant feedback. Users tell me immediately what they want, what they like and don't like. And it's a great way to build community, and I feel more engaged with our users.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. I mean, yeah, definitely coming from the Xamarin, as soon as we open source stuff, you just get that immediate. It's sort of figure out the best way to work, and I enjoy that you guys have been putting that out there. So so you have some new stuff, though, to show. So what are you going to be showing us today?
Today? Yeah. Yeah, today we'll be I'll be demoing a little bit about diagnostics. So previously, diagnostics, it was under public preview, under preview. And last year, in November 15, 2018, we made it general availability.
Oh, awesome.
So yeah, really excited to show you that.
Oh, awesome. Well, let's jump right into it then.
Yep. All right. So this screen will be very familiar to everyone. This is the App Center screen, the App Center portal. And the app that I'm going to be demoing today is the Xamarin Demo Android. So clicking on this, you see the 6 services on this panel. It must be very familiar to everyone. Today, I'll be showing you guys what new features we have in diagnostics. So you can see on this screen several new things, a new UI updates and changes. It generally looks cleaner. And one of the biggest changes that we've made is that we combine crashes and errors together in a single page. You can see all the errors and crashes together. So I'm going to explain a little bit about the difference between crashes and errors. For crashes, basically, these are unexpected bugs that your app may have. That once the bug happens, the app crashes. For errors here, it basically are errors or bugs that the developer anticipates. And so they usually write a try-catch error, have several exceptions. It's called handled errors. So in that case, the app doesn't crash, and they will gracefully transition the user to another page or somewhere else.
Gotcha. Yeah. Very cool. And so so is that like when the users like were installing the SDK, like in my code, my C# code, I do like a try and a catch, and then I can like send that to App Center, basically?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
SDK.
So, because I was always used to just my app crashes, right, and then it shows it up. So that's kind of like a newer feature then.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Exactly. And what is also really interesting about this screen and useful to users is that they can combine all their crashes and errors together and filter. This was already present, but you can filter by the last 30 days, 90 days, 60 days, and then triage the statuses of bugs, whether the crashes are open, closed, or ignored. And you can also triage by your different versions of your app.
So like super granular controls to help me like actually figure out where the crashes and errors are happening.
Yeah. And what's also really useful is I like this feature a lot, and we had a lot of feedback from our users that this was really helpful. Usually as app developers, we want to if there are a lot of bugs, we want to see which one are the most impactful that we want to solve first. So in this case, you can filter by in descending order, the highest number of counts, the lowest, how many users impacted, the version status report. What's also different is that previously there wasn't so much detail in the title, but now in the title you can see the method name, where it crashes, the exception, the error, the file name. So I'm going to click into one of them and we can drill down deeper into the reports. So here you can see this was already present previously, but now it's in a single page. You can see the reports, how many users were impacted. In this case, the number of users impacted, the OS, affected devices, and you can even drill down deeper into the stack trace.
So that's pretty cool, because the affected users there, it's 13% of all of my users were impacted by this. So that's important, because like, what if 100% of all my users, or is it just like 0.0001, right? Because it may be like a new crash comes in, and I think that's always the hardest part, is you're like, oh my goodness, like, is it really like important? Is it not important? Is it brand new? Like, was it in a different version? So that's really nice, just to kind of see at a high level. I love charts and graphs. Who doesn't like charts and graphs? So cool.
I like that you pointed it out too. Yeah that's good. And and lastly, from here, at a high level, you can immediately see all the key information. You can even add annotation to it. So, like,
what's an annotation?
Basically, it's a note for other developers. If they work on the same crash, they can see like your notes. So, for example, ignore this bug, for example.
Well, that's really cool. I've never seen this before. It's funny, because I don't think about it, but it's like you can just kind of document as you're working on the bug. Oh, very cool. Yeah.
And it's really helpful, especially if you're working in big teams. Mm. So, you know, you can like communicate with each other beside on Slack. At least people have a way to centrally see like what is the progress update.
Oh, that's very cool.
And then you can delete it, of course. This was already common, but you can see the reports, what devices, and then you can download the crash logs, look at events. This is also pretty cool. You can see what events happen in the crash. And then from the SDKs, you can also attach custom data to your reports. Yeah, and this is customized to yourself, so you can know when the app crashed and so on, so you get more data.
Gotcha, so it's kind of like combining the SDKs together. So like the events, are those like events that I'm tracking manually, basically?
No, events are basically what happen. It's like breadcrumbs when the user, first the user opened the app, session started, and then the app crashed.
Got it,
And then these are basically the threats or when it crashes.
What type of things would people set as attachments, for instance?
Yeah, so to better understand the context of our app. So for example, it can be maybe your user data. Mm. The user, now you can, in crash, you can set user ID. So maybe an example would be at the point of time when your app crashed, like which user is this?
Yeah, so like what state kind of the page is in or something like that. Oh, basically any metadata that you want.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
You can, and it's all documented. If you click here, it's all documented in our documentation.
Yeah, I love your guys' documentation too. It's very like, I need to find this thing, and then like, oh, there it is, right? And I'm doing it for Xamarin, so boom, there it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so that is for crashes. What's also new in crashes is that you can now you can do a quick search.
Mm.
Yeah, and they explain what you can search for. You can basically search for any crash groups. So for example, if I would like to find crashes content pages, you can search for that here. And then the crash should show up. The crash group should show up. Yeah, so in the past we didn't have this search by crashes and so on, but now you can actually have this. What's also really cool is that in this search functionality, if you don't want to search from here, you can also search from here, and you can search by method, class, what's the reason, the OS version, model, or user ID.
Wow, that's really nifty,
which is very, I think identity is very important, so now if you have already set a user ID, you can set it here, maybe enter their email, and basically and you can enter their email, and then the crashes will show up.
That's nice, because so if you get a user report in, like, you get it from user feedback, like, oh, this thing crashed, like, oh.
You can immediately find which crash or triage which crash belongs to the user, and then,
very
customer
nice.
Service.
Very cool.
Yep. So these are a couple of new things that were that are new in crashes. And I also wanted to show a different thing. So App Center, I think a lot of users may not know, but we have a lot of third-party integrations. So for example, if app crashes, or if there's a certain crash group, you can actually configure it to update you on Slack, on Teams, wherever your teams are working on. You can also, whenever a bug happens, you can link to a third party like bug tracker.
Oh, cool.
So like GitHub, VSTS, GitHub DevOps, or Jira.
Oh, nice.
And send email notifications. So I'm going to show you how to do that.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Yep. So basically in this app, you can go to settings, And under settings is basically where all these three things, where it lies. So you can, firstly, the most basic, set email notifications for yourself. When a crash group is created, updated, so you get updated immediately. When a new version is released and built and so on. So in this case, I set it up to immediately. So whenever a new crash group happens, I get an email report. You can also set up webhooks. So in this case, I will enter a webhook. And then you enter the URL of your webhook. In this case, I've already set it up, and I'm going to do it for Slack.
And if people don't know what a webhook is, because I was even familiar to it too, it's like whenever this thing happens, this URL is going to be called automatically. So often third-party integrations like Slack have that sort of built in to an extent, right?
And it will post to whatever the endpoint is. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. It's a post.
It's kind of like a trigger. It's almost like when an Azure function happens, like something happens and then it does something. In this case, it calls this URL and passes it some data.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. Whenever when I first started using webhooks, I was like, this is amazing. Like, I get to basically do anything.
Yeah. So. Yeah, cool. And so you can configure when the webhook should be triggered. In this case, I want it to show when a new crash group is created. You can also, we have other functionalities like when a build fails, which is important because when a build fails, you always want to be notified, or also when success and distribution. So you create a webhook and you can enable or disable or test it. And in this case, I already configured my webhook, but whenever a crash happens, you can see it posted here. So in this case, it's distribution whenever a new version is released, whenever a new build is has succeeded, and so on. And you can click on the details, if you click here, and it goes directly to that particular build. In this case, it's build. But if you click on crashes, it will go to the particular crash. So it's a very easy way to collaborate with your teammates, because you could also add mention them, like, hey, like Blanca, or like, hey, James, please work on this.
That makes sense.
It's very easy to do it.
And it seems like here you can create as many webhooks as you want. So if you're sending to different channels, you specify it based on what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. For example, you can also create a Teams webhook. In this case, I already have my thing. Yeah. So that it posts whenever a crash group happens, it posts to these Teams and Slack, for example.
Oh, very nice.
It's created.
Oh.
And one last thing is that the third part, you can also connect to a configured bug tracker. So whenever a crash group happens, it automatically creates a bug in that third-party bug tracker that you have configured. So in this case, I already configured GitHub, but I'm going to show you how to do it. So I disconnect it. In this case, I have a lot of things set up already. So here, I'm clicking on GitHub because I wanted to create an issue in GitHub. It takes a while to load because I have a lot of repos in GitHub.
If people don't know, here at Microsoft, like I remember I have like our docs page and I have like everything else.
Yeah.
It's like literally querying hundreds of repos every single time. So like sometimes it takes a little bit of time. So what does it support though out of the box for these services again? For you did GitHub, but what else does it do?
It supports GitHub, Azure DevOps, and Jira.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So you could do this
instance of Jira.
For any of those.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Now we're loaded up.
Perfect. And so, yep, here we have all my repos. In this case, I created a repo under my personal account, let's call it Dice Out. So I click Next. And you can automatically set yourself to create ticket, automatically create a ticket when a crash group appears. And then you can specify the number of crashes, minimum number of crashes to create a ticket. This is so, a use case for this would be, for example, users, they want to minimize, like we will only fix things or create bugs if there are more than 10 crashes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, per crash group. So for example, if I put 10, and then a ticket will only be created when there are 10 crashes that happen in a crash group.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And then
cool.
You can triage the bug in GitHub or Azure DevOps or Jira.
Jira.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Is there anything else new that you wanted to show off at all? Or did we basically cover all aspects?
Yeah, we covered all aspects of Thingiverse 6.
Cool, that's pretty cool. So head over to appcenter.ms. Yep. That's where you go. I'll put links to all the documentation because, again, the docs are really great.
Yeah.
And they even walk you through the setup. So for the services, for the brand new crashes, I'm glad that it's out of preview. I love all the new app identity stuff. So I'll link to all that in the show notes below. Amanda, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. Of course, don't forget to subscribe over there, down there on YouTube. Ding that bell. You know what to do. Be part of that notification squad. Amanda, thank you so much again for coming on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And this has been yet another Xamarin Show.
Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell to become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.